What's going on, Hook and Leather Podcasts? Welcome, episode number one. This is Hook and Leather Podcasts.
It's here.
It's here. It's finally here. Yep. About time. It's been a long road coming.
A lot of problems.
Yeah, a lot of problems.
Amazon and...
getting stuff delivered, getting stuff together.
Getting stuff set up.
Getting our schedules to line up.
Right.
It's just been a ride. But hey, we're here. It's official.
Yep.
It is time.
It is time.
For those of you who don't know, I'm Josh.
I'm Spencer.
We are Hook and Leather. we come into this kind of on a whim to do a podcast, have some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have some fun.
So far, it's been cool.
Meet some new people. And
yeah.
Really cool people.
Yeah. But before we get into all the juicy details and all the good stuff that
it's
going to be coming your guys' way, I do want to shout out the people who have been rocking with us since the day one.
Yep.
Since the moment I messaged them, the moment they got on board. And that's Fire Wipes. They've been with us. I messaged them. They were like, yeah, absolutely. We want to be a part of it. Like, I was like, sweet. We use their stuff already. I love their stuff. But man, it is good stuff.
It is.
Get cleaned up after a good fire.
Yep.
I mean, just good stuff. I love them. Keep them in my bag. Keep them on the truck.
I'm going to keep using them all the time.
Oh, yeah. All the time. All the time. Who else we got?
We also have Flame Natural Decon. It is a soap, body wash, shampoo that is made out of activated charcoal to get those carcinogens off you after your post-fire shower when you get back to the firehouse to clean up. I find myself using it all the time, even when I'm not at work.
Honestly, like, the smell is just...
it's fantastic.
Oh, God, it smells
my bathroom
so
still smells like it.
Still smells like it.
Yeah.
But transitioning into that, I used it this morning.
Yeah.
When I got home after we had our little fun last night, which we'll get into. Because there's some stuff that I kind of want to bounce off you and kind of talk about it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, it was a good fire last night. But I used it when I got home, and dude, like, the bathroom not only smelled delicious from the soap, but, like, I could smell, like, the smoke and the soot and, like, just coming off me. And I'm like, dude, like, it's still coming off of me. I'm like,
it's
crazy.
Legit.
It's great. Like, I mean, it really works. Like,
it's legit.
Really works. Like, if you guys pick up a bar, I mean, like, use it. It really works. Like, you can smell the fire. You just smell like a campfire. Like, you're back. Like, it's just how it smells.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But yeah, we'll get into all that good stuff.
Yep.
We'll bring that up because I kind of want to bounce some stuff off of it, and we kind of talk about it. But, yeah, man. I mean, this is
another
podcast.
This is
it.
Us.
Yeah.
Bringing you to Firehouse Kitchen Table, like, to your, in your car, in your living room.
In your firehouse.
In your firehouse, wherever you want to watch this at.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know what other way to put
that's
it.
That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're here to just talk, have fun.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Do you want to...
speaking of talk, have fun, what are we smoking on?
We're smoking on some CAO Flathead 660s.
Love these cigars.
Great.
These cigars are fantastic.
This is my everyday cigar.
Yeah, I love these things.
Yeah.
Now, I see you got a little cup over there, Spencer. What you...
I do.
What you sipping on in your cup?
Oh, some old Buffalo Trace.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? I went a little different route. I have some blueberry pancake, old smoky moonshine.
Oh,
and let me tell
fantastic.
You what, it is smooth, brother.
Gatlinburg exclusive, huh?
Oh my God, it's so good. I mean, it's like eating a blueberry pancake. I mean, you even get the maple syrup. It's delicious. I love that stuff. But anyways,
why don't we tell these guys a
little bit about us, who we are, what we're about?
Yep.
You want to kick us off?
Why don't you go first?
I'll go first.
Yeah, go first.
Like I said, my name is Josh. I've been a firefighter coming up into my fourth year now. So I've been on the job a little bit. I've been at some really good departments. Learned a lot. Love where I'm at now. Enjoying it.
It's good.
Getting embedded in. It's nice. I like it. I mean, it's good to work with
Yeah.
Cool people. But yeah, I mean, yeah. Go ahead.
So, as we said earlier, I'm Spencer. I've worked at the same department now for 6 years, coming up in July. So I've been around the block a time
big
or two.
Six.
The big six, yeah. I mean,
we'll
I'm still
have a 10-year celebration.
Right. I mean, I'm still a new guy. Technically, no. I don't know a lot. I don't say I know a lot.
No, absolutely.
I mean, I know enough to get by and
right. I know enough.
Pass on to right. newer people coming in, but yeah, same department 6 years. That's really it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else.
Yeah, hey, that's a good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, I do kind of want to tell you guys what is to be coming up soon. We are going to do some giveaways. One of which is going to be a leather helmet.
Well, probably a Phoenix Steel, too.
Yeah, because Indy Karns has 35 weeks.
35 to 36
period.
Weeks.
And everything. No matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it'll probably be a TL2. If you don't want a TL2, by all means, we'll get you.
We'll try our best.
Yeah. We'll try to either find you one, or if you want to wait 35 weeks, that is completely... Yeah.
We'll
if you're down to wait, you can wait, but...
We'll try our best.
It's probably going to be a TL2, because that's what we can get, like...
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can get a TL2 fast. On top of that, what is going to be
included
along with that leather helmet?
That's going to be a custom Taylor Tens front with our logo on it. So the logo that you'll see somewhere
at the beginning.
At the beginning, yeah, it's gonna you'll just wait and see. You already saw it,
right? Yeah, they've already seen it.
Yeah, it's gonna have that logo on it. We'll throw it in there with you.
Probably do like a size t-shirt, whatever.
Yeah.
T-shirt and stickers.
Something like let us know what size t-shirt.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
We'll throw something in there with it, along with it.
Mm-hmm. A picture of our ugly mugs in there.
Right, our calendar shots. But yeah, so that's...
Those shouldn't see the light of day.
No.
No.
That's coming up. We're going to keep doing giveaways probably every milestone. We'll set something and then we'll give something away, whether it's a hood, gloves, extrication gloves, something. We'll give something away. Or if it's just a t-shirt, hoodie, bundle pack, hat.
Do it something.
Yeah. We're going to give something away.
So around about 100 subscribers on YouTube and about 100 likes on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
We will be giving something away.
Yeah. Do you want to do the leather then?
Well, they'll have to find out.
Stay tuned. Right. Along with that, as I'm saying, you know, giving t-shirts and stuff away, we are going to do a sample run of some merch.
Yep.
A limited run of shirts, limited amount of hoodies, probably do some hats, some cups,
stickers.
Yeah. We'll do some stuff like that.
Yep.
If you guys like it and you want more of it, let us know. If you don't like it and you don't want any of it, let us know.
Don't buy it.
Yeah, or just don't buy it. Then we'll know. We'll be like, well, all right, we're done.
Yeah.
Here's my paper.
Here's my paper. We're done.
We're done.
We crashed and burned.
Crashed and burned.
Yep.
On here, I do want you guys to know we are going to have some pretty awesome guests lined up.
Yeah.
Some trips that have already been pre-planned.
That have already been...
Like
approved by.
Yeah, I'm getting like called. Like, when are you coming?
So, yeah.
Those are coming really soon. Those are going to be really awesome. Mm-hmm. And like he was just mentioned, we do have a YouTube channel. It is the exact same Hook and Leather Podcast. That is going to be a vlog style stuff when we travel. It'll have like when we're at that station, mm-hmm. all that type of stuff. And then it will have this right now uploaded
on there too.
As
yep.
well.
Yep.
So this will not only be here on Facebook, it'll be here on YouTube.
Mm.
It'll be both. And then we're going to do some, like, Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
Stitcher,
yeah,
iHeartRadio.
So if you aren't watching it on here, or you can't, or you don't want to have Facebook open while you're at work, or whatever.
And you don't want to see our ugly mugs in general.
You don't want to hear me, you just want to hear us talk, I guess. That's where you can find that. Yeah. You know, if you're out at the gym jogging, whatever.
Yeah.
And you just want to hear us bullshit around and.
Oh.
Well. Oh. You might as well let them know what that means.
Go ahead.
Ding, 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 ding. So, for any curse word that you hear, and if we miss one, please let us know, because this is really important. Any cuss word, we'll have a bucket. We're going to get something cool and like have like a swear bucket. But it's a dollar. Anytime you say a bad word, anytime you say a swear word, it's a dollar. At the end of the month, for that month, so the month of July, the month of August, the month of September, whatever, however many curse words we have per dollar amount, yep, that'll be donated to a foundation or an organization like the Eric Marsh Foundation.
Tunnel to the Towers.
Yeah, the Fallen, like the 9/11 Memorial. Yep, like
the National Fallen Firefighters, yeah, Foundation.
All that stuff. I think Chris Kyle has one, right? No, his wife.
Yes. I think it's the Chris Kyle Foundation.
Yeah. All that stuff.
And Navy SEAL Foundation.
Yeah, if you guys have stuff, please let us know. If you want, yep, us to donate that month to breast cancer awareness, let us, yep, know.
Autism awareness.
Yeah, anything like that. All that will be donated. So I'm now marked down for a dollar.
Yep.
I'll put it in our bucket.
Bucket.
It'll be written down on the sheet. So, oh, we'll just count that for July, because this month's already over. So July's going to have a couple extra. Did I get another one? You're marking me down. I was like, John, do you remember saying it? Yeah, so that's what that is. So if you hear us go, whoa, at one of us, someone owes a dollar. And somebody's going to get fortunate for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Somebody.
We might level it up just get to 100. I
mean, the more we have in our cups, the more it might get. The more it might happen. Yeah. So, a little special teaser right here. Do you want to tell them where we're going in a couple months? Say something where we're going in a couple months?
In September, if you are not following this, you're going to want to. Or once you see it, then you're going to start following. In September, we have probably one of the coolest ideas, the coolest inside access to what is going to be probably the coolest thing we have ever done in our life.
And I've never seen any YouTube channel, any podcast,
yeah,
happen from where we're going to be at.
Right there.
Right there, live, raw.
That's all we're giving them. That's it.
Unedited.
Yeah, unedited.
No, it will be it will be edited, probably.
Yeah, we're going to have to. Because we're kind of goofy. But, yeah, that's it. That's all they get. That's it. You don't know until September.
So, how'd the idea for the show come about? Like, what popped into your head and was like, I'm going to start a podcast?
Well, me and you were talking.
Yeah.
And we were watching some other ones. I was like, dude, I would love to just do something different. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm, do something different. Do some stuff that people really aren't doing. That no one's really done.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you want to start a podcast? And you were like, yeah. And I was like, all right, what are we going to call it? And let me tell you what.
We went through like
40, 50 different names.
Something like that.
At least. We had nicknames at one point.
That we won't talk about.
We're not going to talk about. No. We might release those on a certain amount of likes.
No. No, those will get deleted.
They're gone. But yeah, it was... It had some names, man. But we're here. I'm enjoying it. This is fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Because it's just like sitting at work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now we can talk to people, hopefully. And this is not just for firefighters. Like, if you're looking to get into this job, if you're looking for just information, I mean, we can do a whole episode on just how we got into the fire service, where we went to the academy, the school we went to, you know what, yep, I mean? If you guys want to know that type of stuff, I mean, we can get, oops, more in depth. What'd you do?
I hit the table.
Oh, well, we'll hear it later.
And the whole video will go, oh.
Yeah.
So, what this channel podcast is going to be about, like he said, fire service, what goes on behind the scenes.
Right.
Of, I mean, you just don't see fire trucks going down the road every day.
Yeah.
You don't see what's
going on.
What's going on inside.
Yeah.
The fire truck. What's it like to watch us respond to whatever?
Yeah.
There's going to be some
That's
of
another
those.
Thing. That will be something that we will have on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, I mean, this is just for everybody, what he said. If you know somebody in the fire service and you're interested, you want to take a listen, have a watch, whatever.
Yeah.
You can. If you're in the fire service, you want to blow off steam, relax, whatever. This is for you also. You know, it's for everybody who wants to listen and
just hang out with us.
Why we're so twisted and
right.
Everything like that. All the stories.
Bringing up fire service, we might as well talk about last night. Because there were some crazy things that happened that I've never seen happen. Like, I was mind blown by some of the stuff that happened last night. But it worked. We put the fire out.
Yeah.
Did a great job, I think.
Yeah.
For the things that happened, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And nothing, we couldn't control any of that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, as we're coming into this.
You know, wait.
These things are so good.
I know.
I don't want to, like, not put it down.
I thought you were going to say not suck on it.
I think that should be a dollar.
What?
Dude.
Really? Really?
Whoa.
Whoa. Nah.
All right. Sorry. I had to get my head in. Anyways.
I had to get my head in.
Anyways, so, talking about last night. We were hanging out, doing what we do every night.
Just sit around and bullshit.
Hey yo.
Hey. Did you just make the
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Why?
Yeah. Put a dollar down for me again. That was inappropriate. I'm mad at myself for what I did.
I'm mad at myself.
All right. X out the one put it.
That's what I did.
All right, anyways. So, yeah, man, sitting around.
Yep.
We were actually looking at podcast stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we were looking at mics and stuff and putting stuff in the Amazon cart and all this stuff. And
we were talking about how we haven't had a fire in a while.
I know. I'm like, dude, it's been a minute since I've had a fire.
Yeah.
And literally, you hear it come over.
Tones go off.
Yeah. I'm like, oh.
Attention. And they're like, oh.
Oh, no.
A fire.
It's a fire.
Yeah.
It's about to happen. Yeah. They didn't get about two trucks in and I was already on the move. As soon as I heard our truck number, I was like, well, see ya.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, man. But let me tell you what.
Do you want to talk about the response there? And
dude, yeah, the whole thing. Start to finish. I have to give my hat off to you for how you drove last night. That was flawless. Dude, I could have fell asleep.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't, because you normally do.
I do fall asleep a lot.
A lot.
A lot.
Like,
too much.
I've watched him fall asleep next to a printer.
Yeah. Like, I leaned up against him and I fell asleep. Yeah. Yeah, I did.
He fell asleep in the back of the engine doing truck checks.
Doing my truck check in the morning.
Doing morning checks.
I did. I'm sitting there. He come around the truck. He's like, are you asleep?
You're like, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. But anyways, dude, no, that was some textbook driving. I mean, we were second due. Were we third?
Ladder and the engine were there.
Oh, were they there for him? I didn't even see the ladder.
Because the ladder came the opposite direction.
Yeah, yeah, okay. To third. To what should have been, we should have been way farther back. I think we just had a good jump on it.
Yeah, because we were still awake.
Well, yeah, that is
true. It was like midnight, and we were still awake.
This is true. Everyone, yeah, this is true. We were awake.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Dude.
Some chauffeurs.
Dude, you were driving, Tex. You were driving. Anyways, but no, I kind of want you to talk about what happened, because you were on that end. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was up getting my... Go ahead. My shit pushed in while we were fighting fire. And you were dealing with the reason why I was having in. Trouble pushing... pushing the fire. You were dealing with the reason why I couldn't put out the fire how I wanted to.
Do you know why you couldn't put out fire?
I know. So that's why, like, I didn't know, and you can tell me that.
So our second truck, when they the second engine from our department pulled in,
mm-hmm.
they came in behind the ladder.
Okay.
And they hit that plug right there at the corner.
Okay, which would have been to the Bravo of the structure.
Yes.
Okay.
So
okay.
We were
on the Delta side.
Yes.
How we come down the street.
Yep.
Okay.
So they hit that plug and stretched to their engine.
Okay.
And hooked up from the hydrant into the city's engine.
Gotcha.
Got it?
Yep.
So they started flowing and that plug cracked.
Mm.
The case cracked.
Wow.
So it was shot. They couldn't use it.
Okay.
So they were like, pull off of your truck, 5-inch.
Ours.
What we were on. Yeah. Right. I can't. The engineer off their truck was like, pull off of your truck and find another hydrant. So we're like, all right.
Thankfully, we were surrounded by hydrants.
The other department had to stretch off their truck.
Wow.
A little bit. And then hook into the LDH we had laid.
Holy cow.
Or we reverse laid it.
Okay, yeah.
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 So what we stretched right. to the one hydrant, it was a bourbon hydrant. So after they hooked up to that bourbon hydrant, it cracked.
Holy cow.
So we blew two hydrants.
Right.
And then they were like, okay, well, we'll take our 5-inch and go hook up this hydrant next 1,000 feet down the road. So they hooked theirs, hooked it into me, and then their engineer was like, well, you're good right now, so you can just relax, take a breather.
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
When I come out, all I seen was you just... running. I didn't see you until the fire was out. Like, that's when you stopped moving. From the time the air brakes set to the time that the fire was called under control, I didn't see you not, like, in, like, power walk mode, like, going truck to truck, dude.
I was in the front yard for a little bit by the door, too, because I was pulling line into the door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was all over the place.
The house was... not all good for us anyways. I mean, it's...
No, because when we rolled up, there was heavy fire through the roof. So, we're not...
And dangerous conditions inside.
Border conditions
okay. right at the front door.
That makes sense, because I didn't know.
Yeah.
Because I was on the opposite end.
Yeah. That's why the line went out back, come back out front, went to the side door. Because we were just trying to get after it. Wherever...
Because you were chasing it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Because was it running the whole length of the attic?
Dude. Gable to gable.
Really?
Rolling. Rocking in the attic space. Well, I guess, so in the notes, like I was reading when I got home, because I really didn't read them when we were leaving, because whatever. It said that they had a campfire out back previous to, so they must have left it, went inside and went to bed.
Probably.
And it just
shot
right up the siding and went right into the eaves.
Yep.
Because, I mean.
Because when I set the brake and got out of the truck.
I mean.
And I walked around the front bumper. I looked, and it was that thick, ugly, dark gray.
Oh, right out of the eaves.
Slow rolling out of the eaves. Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's burning.
It's burning. Yeah, if we don't get a hand of it, it's going to get
it. It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone, and it did, because we just couldn't get in there.
I mean, they still made a stop on it with
the
ladder.
We got a good stop on it, for real.
So
right from the doorway, we got a good stop.
So what they laid back going from the city's engine
mm-hmm.
into my truck,
mm-hmm.
and then I was running off the Black Max to the hydrant.
Yeah.
So I was taking 5-inch in and give a 5-inch out off of a 2.5-inch discharge.
Yeah.
So I was getting soaked because the couplings weren't sealed all the way. So I was all soaked and everything. I was pissed off because my socks were wet. All right.
Bing. Bing.
My socks were wet.
We need the
Grover air horn sound.
Yeah. Bat. Bat. But yeah, man.
Like, yeah, I was all over the place, dude.
Yeah.
So their lieutenant comes up and he's like, "They're going to shut your hydrant down. Run off of tank water."
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to go by quick.
Right. Because so, we're still flowing.
Still flowing. And then their engineer walked up and I was like, "What are we going to do? Because I've never pumped with your truck through the ladder before." Because that was my first time feeding their truck while feeding the ladder.
The ladder, right.
I've fed their trucks before.
Yeah, your truck to their truck to the ladder pipe.
Yep.
Right.
They're to the waterway, yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah.
So, I had to move that a little bit. He's like, "Either this can happen or this can happen." I was like, "What do you think is going to happen?" He's like, "Well, we're probably going to outpump the hydrant."
Yeah.
"Or the ladder's going to outpump the hydrant."
Dink!
Yeah. I looked at my master intake gauge, and I was halfway below negative. I was like, "I'm going to suck this 5-inch up through the Black Max." It looked and started, like, caving
dude,
in and stuff and
when
everything.
When I come around the pump panel after I got undressed and, like, cooled off and everything, and I come around the pump panel to, like, talk to you, and I seen the monstrosity that it took to build two and a half to five full. Inch. Insane. Dude, it was like 4 foot long of couplings and like 2.5 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5, and then like
just the LDH.
Yeah.
Hey, I used what I had.
Dude, but it worked, and we had water, and the fire went out. That's all that matters. But I've just never seen... I've never... Like, one hydrant, okay. Two, you're like, what? Three?
But you gotta remember, those hydrants are old.
Oh, dude, yeah.
They're old.
Old.
I'm pretty sure some of the pipes in old downtown are still made out of wood.
Good night.
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. I don't know 100% for sure, but I've heard that at least once. They're probably still the original made out of wood.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because...
Like, that's nuts.
And it's a common thing that they have water main breaks, like, all the time. Like, half the city was shut down, like, for a while, just from water main breaks. I mean, it kind of makes sense that we were having a little bit of water issue, but...
Yeah.
But between that... And that house being not suitable for us to get in and get after it, I think our engine and their engine could have had it off tank water. If we could have got it right when we got there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then things it happen. Got it. Then it started running the attic. Then the water. You know what I'm saying? Just
like things happen. Like not all fires are the same, and not every fire goes smoothly.
Right. And it's a good training though. You know what I'm saying?
Like that's, what happens.
Right.
Because like I told you and I tell all these other new guys and stuff and everything, you have to have plan A through C through D.
Right.
Okay, plan A just backfired. What's plan B?
Okay. Shoot, B went out.
All right, so now we're on to the next one.
Yeah.
And it's like I told him about like the extrications and stuff. Like you have to have backup plans.
Yeah.
For these extrications, because there was one that took 45 minutes, and they just kept peeling the outer skin of the car off.
Yeah.
They didn't know how to, or not, they knew how to, but they couldn't get a good pinch point on it to actually pull the door, pop the door open.
Right. Yeah. But that was good, though. I mean, that was a very good, I'm not going to say a training, but I mean, that was a good fire to know.
Yeah.
That... These are the things that you need to look for, because I've never had or seen that ever happen.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, dude, why don't I have water right now?
I got it.
Like,
I got everything.
Like, why?
I got everything set.
I'm laying 4,000 feet of 5-inch over the radio.
Good
and I'm
night.
Like, what?
Good night. I would go home.
Yeah.
I would go home.
I was like, we're putting that much on the ground? He's like, yeah. I was like, good.
But no, I got everything set.
Dude, you did.
All right.
All right. Dude, you were rocking it. I'm telling you, dude. You and the engineer of their truck was, I'd never seen y'all stop.
No.
That's good.
Because I was going to go help our other engine stretch.
Right.
So I take off running.
Running.
I am running.
I was running. Is that copyright? Yeah, whatever.
Have fun.
Bye.
So next time, if it's just me by myself, you know what happened.
You can video call me from my cell.
Professor, I need you.
Yeah. Oh, man. But no, that was a good fire off. Right? Mm-hmm. The guy who was in the back with me got his first fire, so I mean that was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was your first fire too, wasn't it?
It'd be my third with you guys. First good fire. Like we've had
in the city.
We've had the my outlet's burning.
Right.
That we do 400 times a year.
I've had one of those. I said do not grab the water can.
And one comes through the front door.
I was riding out of class and I looked and all right, so, okay, show me where your outlet was burning. He's like, oh, it's right here. I'm like, all right. I looked over at the guy riding the nozzle. Got a water can in his hand. I was like, you're lucky the power shut off. Don't spray it.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. So, when are we going to upload? Huh?
What days? Our upload days?
Yeah, on YouTube and the Facebooks and...
So for you fire service members, it'll be primarily two unit. Mm-hmm. Now, grant you today is a one, but this will probably be uploaded tomorrow. So we're going to be on a two unit. It'll just be Sunday two unit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be two units.
Or depending on how long it takes us to edit and add everything. Yeah. And it could be up tonight.
Yeah, it could be. It could be a late upload tonight.
Late upload.
Yeah.
Slumber party.
Slumber party. But yeah, it'll be two unit days. For non-fire service members, whenever we upload.
Which will be every third day.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Not really.
That's a lot.
For what we have planned, dude, it's going to feel like nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's going to be awesome.
So... Speaking of what we have planned, do you want to tell them about the first place we're going? Hint something about that? Because they kind of disappeared.
The only thing I will say is it is the team up north if you are an Ohio State fan, and that's all I'm going to say.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. And if you're not an Ohio State fan, then just watch the video.
Yeah, just watch the video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
That way.
That way.
Going north.
Going north. What else?
Content type stuff. Like, we kind of brushed over it a little bit.
Yeah.
But I want to do, like, we'll do, like, some React stuff, watch some guys getting after it.
Yep.
Watch some videos.
Helmet cam footage.
Some helmet cam stuff.
So that way, like, if somebody comments that's not in the fire service, be like, why?
We can kind of explain that.
Why they do this, and we'll explain it in the video.
Yeah. But I'm not...
We're not speaking for the department because we're not affiliated with that department.
It's just like, what is that? Why is he up on the roof? Well, they're doing A. You know what I mean?
They're doing A or B.
Right.
They're doing this.
Right.
Which is normal for what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not here to tell you how to run your department.
No.
We're not here to backpack it and be like, that's not what they do.
Right.
None of that.
No armchair quarterbacking, even though everybody does it in the fire service.
I'm cool. I'm good.
Yeah.
That's not what I want this to be. It'll just be like, oh, that, dude, they're getting after it.
Like, no, you know, they're getting it.
They're getting it.
They're making that push.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different stuff like that, yeah, too, of what's going to be on here. Like,
yeah.
Maybe watch some fails. Fireground fails. Stuff like that.
Yeah. We can do something.
Yeah, I didn't fall last night.
You didn't fall.
I did not.
Which I'm really surprised was on 5 inches. I was on the ground. I am really surprised.
My foot goes in the coupling and just trips me.
I'm down.
Ow.
Ow.
I need somebody to come pump my truck.
Right.
I'm going home. I can't do it.
I'm done. Here's my paper.
Here's my papers.
Yeah. I mean, that's the big stuff, man.
That is the big stuff.
This is episode one. Yeah. We're not... Nothing crazy.
No. This is
just... This is kind of what it's going to be like.
Kind of a test episode. And
yeah.
Introduction of...
Yeah. Who we are, what we do.
Who we are, yeah, what we do. Tell you what's coming. Yeah. What to expect.
Stay tuned. Because it's only going to get better. Tuned.
Yeah.
We are doing things to have better equipment, better
audio,
that's, better cameras, better...
That's the big thing, is that we have to get that stuff first.
Yeah.
And if somebody's going to be like, oh, your audio and your camera sucks, and I'm recording off my iPhone, and like...
Calm down.
Calm down. It's not recorded with a potato anymore.
Right.
Or a toaster.
My flip phone's up there.
My flip phone.
But yeah, man. That's really it. Everybody, stay tuned.
Yep. Stay tuned for what we got coming, because it's going to be...
Enjoy it. We're going to have some fun.
It's going to be a ride.
Stick around. Win some stuff.
Yeah.
Get some...
Everybody wants it. Well, maybe everybody.
Yeah.
Wants.
Somebody wants a leather helmet.
Somebody wants a leather with a Taylor 10 front.
Yeah. God, I love their stuff, dude.
I know. You got Letter Wobble, man.
Letter Wobble. I love it.
Letter Wobble got her first fire.
It did. It brought good luck.
And so did your Charizard.
Charizard.
You fucking nerd. Oh.
Wow, that's a $2. Holy cow.
Oh, no. That's going to be another dollar.
Charizard's just cool. He breathes fire out of his mouth. I think that's awesome.
I'm still a dollar ahead of you.
Good. So, I've at least made $7 now.
Yeah. I'm at $4 and you're at three.
Three.
Well, shit.
Oh!
There you go. There
it is. All right. I think that's going to do it for us. Everybody listening at home, watching, thank you. Hop on board.
Yeah, because it's going to be fun. Like, we don't care what you think.
Yeah.
We don't care if you hate us. We don't care. I mean, we do care if you like us. I mean, we want you to like us.
Yeah.
But if you hate us, don't post negative stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we're not sitting here being idiots. We're like...
Yeah, we're just talking about the job.
This is literally like either the tailboard or the kitchen table in your car, on YouTube, on Facebook.
Yeah.
This is what we do.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times that I've sat out on the tailboard or sat in the bay and smoked 2 or 3 cigars with him.
Just talking,
telling stories.
Yeah.
Other ideas and everything.
Yeah. Having fun.
Yeah.
That's what this is about, man.
Yeah, that's all this is about. It's just to have fun. And
give us something to do.
It gives us something to do.
Literally.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it gives us something to do.
I mean, why not talk? Talk to everybody. Engage with people, man. You know what I mean? But I think that's going to do it for us.
Yep.
We are Hook and Leather Podcast. Don't choke on the smoke.